Fishing the Rio Grande. The Rio Grande River runs through New Mexico, and most of the state's population and bigger cities hug the river's edges all the way through the state, from north to south. The river is sustained by melting winter snowpack in Colorado, and this is a good year with today's river running fast and high. Along its entire length, Indian, state, county officials, and even private individuals dip their hoses and buckets into the currents and draw off water they need for their life and livelihood. By the time our Rio Grande gets to Texas and Mexico, it's shallow enough in places to walk across, and its color is a muddy brown. There are packed legal folders full of legal challenges about who owns this river's water, who gets to use it, and in what quantities. Our Rio Grande empties into the Gulf of Mexico and has always been the lifeblood of farmers, ranchers, outlaws, Indians, miners, and immigrants, legal or not, all coexisting inside our state borders. This afternoon, rafts carry fishermen downstream with paid guides maneuvering clients to some of the best fishing spots. I don't know what it costs these fishermen for their guide and raft, but it all adds up to an expensive trout dinner. This guide will give the sportsman a better-than-average chance to catch something worth catching. When you come this far to catch fish, you want good pictures to show your buddies back home. A few extra bucks for a trophy fish you can brag on for 20 or 30 years, even if it seems way too high, is money well spent.